Ambi Burfoot joins us now. He was the 1968 Boston Marathon winner. He's the editor of Runner's World and is a coach. Ambi Burfoot, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Your thoughts, and particularly about the people who remain in harm's way.
Well, of course, we're all thinking about the families and the dead and the injured and the feeling of an unease that has gripped the city and runners everywhere after this incident. I'll let you know that I was running the race yesterday. I was a half mile from the finish line and egotistically getting ready to celebrate another Boston Marathon finish when suddenly the race just stopped in front of me and we all had to turn around and walk and find our way back to our hotels. And first you think, damn, someone has stolen my celebration. But then you get the news and you get the picture and you hear what has really happened and you just turn so somber and sad for all of us.
What does this do to the race, do you think? Is there a permanent impact for someone who has such a long experience with the Boston Marathon, Ambi?
I think that there will certainly be people who will reconsider if they want to spend thousands of dollars and fly across the country and go to a big city marathon that's a natural focal point for crazy people. But, you know, at large, I've run into hundreds of runners in the last 12 hours, and we are all determined more than ever to keep this tradition alive and to that the Boston Marathon will rise up bigger and stronger and more resilient than ever. I think resilient is a good word. I think it surely describes the people of Boston who have been here and resilient from the beginning of our country and also with all the runners that I know.
We're talking with running coach Ambi Burfoot. Callie Crossley, listen to this. So one of our listeners wrote, I live in Metuchen, New Jersey. My husband is running a marathon this Sunday at Rutgers University. I'm really scared. I'm wondering if I should ask him not to participate. We have a four-year-old. I'm even more scared to be taking her to cheer her dad as he crosses the finish line. I can't believe this is happening. A sad day for all of us here in the country. Echoing that story you told us at the beginning of the hour, Callie.
Absolutely. One of the stories here that really, I mean, there's so many, but one that just got me this morning, reported by the Boston Globe, is a mother whose two sons each lost a leg. They're older, but those young people who were going some for the first time, some who've made it a tradition with families over the years, it's a family event. If you really want to strike at the heart of Americans and idealism and patriotism and all of that, strike at the family. And that's what happened here.
Edgar?
Yeah, I mean, just echoing that, and as we've been saying, I mean, you know, the Boston Marathon is obviously a high-profile marathon, but how many cities run marathons? How many towns run 5Ks? How many people go to baseball games and soccer games and football games and the train station? I mean, you know, the idea of striking, you know, at a crowd that is assembled for something and that, you know, violence is the furthest thing from their mind. You know, that is the aftermath of this, is the feeling of, you know, are we going to be safe? And, you know, I think there's still shock here. I think that, but I like hearing from people who are starting to talk about the idea of resiliency,
right,
who are
right.
talking about a resolve to say, you know what? Yeah, we're going to get through this. And then when we do, we're going to rise up stronger, because the fact of the matter is that you can't stop assembling. You can't stop doing things. You can't stop running races and marathons and doing the things that we do here in America to celebrate life.
And John, there's I'm reminded that there of a popular gospel song, Fall Down 9 Times, Get Up 10. And that yeah. is the spirit that I think a lot of people will adopt here in Boston. And for sure, the event will be back and they'll just get up for the 10th time and just keep going.
It's Callie Crossley, host of Boston Public Radio, WGBH, along with Edgar B. Herwig III, reporter for WGBH. Ambi Burfoot, the idea that you run a marathon and lose your leg in a bombing, there's not really a literary description that matches the intensity of something like that. A final thought?
No, there is not. And I did not witness those things yesterday. I can certainly imagine them. I'll tell you what I did witness. I witnessed a lot of marathoners with one leg and no legs, running on two prostheses, and they were probably wounded veterans. And I think the fact that those people are out there in the marathon proving that they have a life beyond the tragedies they've encountered is perhaps a good symbol for all of us.
Well, many symbols. We'll cling to them today. Ambi Burfoot, running coach, Runner's World editor. We want to thank WGBH, Boston Public Radio, for their help in us reacting to the events of yesterday. And here, you're helping as well.
Dan from New Jersey. I was in the World Trade Center the first time. I am a physician, and I got the hell out of there, and then that place survived. But in so doing, I violated the Hippocratic Oath. I heard the surgeon who spoke of how he ran and then went back, and I really wondered if he had that same feeling, which to this day is haunting me. I ran instead of staying to help, but of course if I had stayed to help, I would have been killed.
Your stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE or send us a tweet at The Takeaway. Thanks to Callie Crossley at WGBH Boston Public Radio. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.